It's May 1st, 2020, and let's Pokemon Go to the Coles. Yep, I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Jackie's Quorum, a Dota 2 podcast where we talk about Pokemon on a podcast.
This is for no one. I'm Alan Ibrahim. Hello. Sometimes you just make a joke for yourself and your friends. And that's okay. It's the Pokemon podcast that simply won't quit, and we enlisted the Jackie's Chow expert himself, Nick Cease, to the show today.
It's me, Jackie.
Welcome. Him and his eggs and his broccoli that he throws into a thing. I know about Jackie's Chow. I'm
hey,
an expert.
Wow.
I can't believe we've spread the Jackie's Chow lore so far. And so
I'm
wide.
One of the most dedicated bottle card listeners, and I've played Dota for like a couple seconds before.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's our winning personalities, really.
It's
all of our segments.
It is the segments.
It's mostly Home Improvements of New Earth.
Oh, you got it right on the first try. You're trying to replace me. I can never say
the bumper too.
I can never.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You do it. Wait, isn't Alan in the bumper? Isn't Alan the very last, like the ooh sound?
We haven't used the
that's
bumper.
That's Tim Allen. Oh, that's the joke. I got
it. No, it legitimately wasn't a joke. I thought that was Alan Ibrahim.
No, that's Tim Allen.
What the fuck?
No, I swear.
I thought you went to Scanline Bumper that Six hasn't clip. Used in decades. Wow.
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 Thank you, Nick. Nick has a shitty soundboard. Nick and I were also on a podcast with Six called The Garnet Wager, which is currently on hiatus, but you should go back and listen to that. So we're
crime
all pals
scene.
Here. We talked about crime scene, and we're here to talk about Pokemon. We're ranking them.
Nick,
oh, is that what you do?
How are you in Pokemon? What's your relationship
there? Yeah.
I don't have one. We're not
never played a Pokemon.
I have played a Pokemon, but I couldn't tell you which one, except for it was probably on a Game Boy of the colored variety.
Legitimately, that is probably the best.
You can't say colored like that. That's a problem, Nick. You can't say that.
Sorry, my Game Boy is only black and white,
anymore.
Just like
you
it should
say
be.
That.
I don't see Game Boy color. I'm walking out of right, tightrope.
Well, so here's the great thing is you are going to be our first person who you're going to look at this, like, I think you're going to look at every single one of these Pokemons and have never, well, maybe you'll have seen them before, maybe somehow, but you will have basically no context for any of them, starting with Bruxish.
Number 779. Hagigishiri. Which obviously means...
Well, Shiri means Shiri. No, that's Oshiri. I was like, that means butt.
What's bruxism? Because it's a portmanteau of bruxism and fish. Oh
that
my god!
That sounds like a like ailment. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, you have the bruxism.
It's excessive teeth grinding or clenching.
Oh jeez!
What the
it's a real
fuck?
Thing.
So bruxish, if you can't tell, it's a controversial design. I personally love it. It's got big teeth and big lips, and it's a pink, yellow, and blue, and purple fish with eyelashes.
And shiny is also astonishing.
Yes. And most importantly, it's got big chompy teeth.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I love it.
I've just looked at Bruxish up.
It is 2'11", 42 pounds almost.
Oh.
And it is my friend.
It's water psychic?
Yeah.
Hey, bud. Why is it psychic?
Why not?
Fish are psychic, you know.
It comes from the thing on its head, Six. Come on. The protuberance.
Yeah, when it unleashes its psychic power from the protuberance on its head, the grating sound of grinding teeth echoes through the air.
Is there lore?
So
is there
fucking...
Pokemon lore?
Oh, yeah. So if you have Bulbapedia open, what's handy about it, because we reference it a lot, so I recommend keeping it open. And because you can tab to the next Pokemon each time. But they have like Pokedex entries and all sorts of fun stuff to dig into for podcast goof material. Bruxish, it grinds its teeth and that sound makes psychic stuff happen. Is this based on anything at all? Reef triggerfish? Those don't have fun teeth. No, no, no. What about filefish? No, none of these have teeth. Fish don't have teeth. Ugh. It's this, I mean, I
big
get
teeth,
it.
I know you're
like,
the one.
It's really intense looking. Like, it's a lot of color.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
think it's beautiful, though.
Hmm.
I think it sucks.
Okay. It stunts its prey with psychokinesis and then grinds them to mush with its strong teeth.
It can I'm going to give shows. It 1 star.
Out. Wait, is 1 star good or bad?
That's it.
Not. When you, I said ranking earlier,
pay,
basically,
pay me for that.
The decision comes down to Nick, the premise of the podcast that you're already on is that
yes.
we go down the Pokedex and we decide we're kind of condensing the deck. So if something doesn't belong, we cut it. If it's worth keeping for whatever reason, then we keep it in our new and improved Pokedex.
What's your like rate of, you know, keep versus kill Pokemon?
I could give you the exact number right now. It is 42%.
Keep
yeah, we've cut keep. we keep 58%. We have cut 42%.
Yes.
Okay. Or sorry, yeah.
So far.
Well, you know, maybe we can work on, you know, upping your numbers here.
Do we need to?
You got to, you know.
I think that's wise.
So what is the series finale of the podcast when you've, you know, gone through all the Pokemon? What happens with the remaining?
We're like,
is
we'll
it a
see
Battle
you
Royale?
When they announce more Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do a couple of special. We do special episodes here and there. Once we run out of ideas for those, we just wait until they make more Pokemon.
So you can't, like, drop all the Pokemon on, like, a deserted island or something? And
100
well, they
Pokemon
aren't
drop on
real
an
is the thing. They're not actually real.
Six, I've got some bad news. The Battle Royale, the Japanese movie, was not a documentary, actually.
What?
What do you say?
I know. Contrary to popular belief, the next Pokemon.
Wait, so neither of these things are real?
Yeah.
Brux is just so powerful when its skin is thick enough to fend off Marini's spikes. With its robust teeth, it crushes up spikes and eats them.
Now, what would you say is the average hatch time of a Pokemon? 2,000 steps? 10,000 steps?
Probably about 3,855 to 4,111 steps, Nick. Just a guess.
Okay, so exactly the range of steps that it takes to hatch a Bruxish. So yeah. You hatch all Pokemon from an egg, including fish?
Yes. Oh, I see
well,
what you're
the
getting
ones, into. The ones that hatch, yes. There are, like, legendaries don't, but, like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they just sprung fully formed from their progenitor's forehead or something?
From Arceus, yes.
Okay.
This is great. I love that Nick is discovering Pokemon lore.
I think this color palette is awful. I'm going to get
okay.
a cut
well,
this.
Okay, how about the shiny? Scroll all the way to the bottom of this page, and you'll see what a shiny Bruxish looks like.
Yeah, so shiny, there is a very low chance that you will get a shiny Pokemon, which is an alternate coloration.
It's like a...
Piranha plant.
It's like a trademark dodging copy of the fish Pokemon. The
Bruxish.
The one fish Pokemon that looks
Magikarp.
Red. Magikarp.
Gyarados?
That's a red.
Gyarados?
No,
whichever one
no.
is red. That's what it looks like. It looks like ran out of ideas, or someone was trying to steal the Pokemon, and they just created bad copies of everybody. That's what this red version looks like to me.
I have a feeling that this episode's going to be a bloodbath.
Well.
But I also dislike Bruxish.
No,
so
I agree. It's a gross Pokemon. It's got no evolution. It's got no value here. It's just gross. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to learn. This is like, you know, ultimately every Pokemon gets a little bit of time from us. And I'm learning that Bruxish has this whole teeth telepathic power thing. And that's exciting. So I'll give it
that. Bruxish is the only psychic type to have a piscine body.
Mm-hmm. Piscine.
What is it?
Piscine, it's fish-like.
Okay.
Have y'all ever seen the film Life of Pi?
Yes.
No.
You know that part at the beginning where the kids are making fun of him because his name is Piscine? And they're like, hey, Piscine, are you Piscine? This is a flawless interpretation of a grit. It's an okay movie. It's very, 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 very sappy, but it's entertaining and very well shot. But Bruxish is
Drompa number 780.
GG Long.
Goodbye, Bruxish.
GG Long?
GG Long. GG Long.
Informal term, GG means like an old guy. And long is
yep.
Chinese.
Long,
for
long, man.
This is long, long dragon. Yeah. GG long, long, man.
Do, 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 do,
I love Drampa. How can you? Nope.
If a child it has made friends with is bullied, Drampa will find the bully's house and burn it to the ground.
What? That's fake. You made
Six,
that
it sounded like you were affecting like a down-home country accent at the beginning.
That's my I'm reading the Pokedex word for word voice.
I'm reading the Pokedex
word. I lived in Illinois for a couple of years. My name's Six Detmar. Howdy, y'all.
Major appearances in the Grandpa Forest.
Grandpa Forest. That's Brooklyn, baby. That joke's always funny to me. It has a compassionate personality, but if it's angered, it completely destroys its surroundings with its intense breath. This is a normal dragon type. As usual, we say this every time. Normal is the worst type. Dragon's also a kind of overrated type. It's not very useful or descriptive, other than the fact that this is a dragon.
What is wrong with being normal?
When in a world where everything is special, doesn't normal mean nothing?
Yeah, nothing is normal, Nick.
Nothing is normal in Pokemon.
So normal is nothing.
Right. So, okay, so why is it a type?
Right. Let's look at a squirrel. What type is a squirrel?
What type is a squirrel?
Yeah. Well,
bushy.
You would never say
anything about
coy.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are all like personality and physical attributes. What you're trying to discern through typing is sort of the way it is aligned in terms of strengths and weaknesses. Right. If you were to categorize it according to fighting nature. I would say it is beast type.
Which I would is say thing that probably an agi hero.
You know, that's a fair point. It probably is agi. I think you definitely want to go like Manta style. Get it just like you will start, you know, casual Yasha, and then you go get all the people to leave the podcast.
Perfect.
Sorry, guys. I just got back from a flight to New York, and boy, are my arms tired. I just didn't
I like Drampa.
Yeah, Drampa's lovable. It's a big boy. It's a big friend. Big grandpa friend. Dramp, drowsy, Gramp. What's the portmanteau? Without looking it up. Dragon grandpa.
Yeah.
Duh. Based on a Chinese dragon, specifically like the Zhulong.
Wait, Dragon Grandpa, isn't that that series of visual novels with the bear
and
stuff?
Oh my god. That's good. That's, hold on. Six, could you say it cleanly into the mic so we can clip it and put it on Twitter? No.
Dragon Grandpa.
Wow, that's another callback. Wow.
Dragon Mampa. I see.
You got it? You caught up?
We crossed the finish line. It's not a race. It's an endurance race.
Good coloring. Hitoshi Ariga developed this, or designed this one. He also made or illustrated many of the Alolan types, as well as a lot of the Mega Evolutions. And he came up with Corvus Squire and Corviknight. Great for you, Hitoshi Ariga. That's great.
Yeah, I'm looking at his list, and these are mostly pretty good Pokemon.
And you don't notice it in the regular form, but in the shiny, they make it really obvious that Drampa has Fooly Cooly voice. Eyebrows. Ooh. And I love a dragon with eyebrows.
Eyebrows are pretty good.
Yeah, especially on a dragon. Is there anything else other than the fact that it kills anyone who messes with its beautiful children?
Or its a horde of gold?
No, it kind of lives on a mountain and just parties.
Okay, I can dig
2 mile high mountains. On rare occasions, it descends to play with the children who live in the towns below.
I think Drampa deserves, you know, a time in the arena to prove his worth.
Yeah, he's going to be kept.
Okay, So this is the new version of the Pokedex. Is we're not saying are they on the list or are they off the list. It's will are they being exterminated immediately or will they have to fight for their life?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm sure that's what Tower of God is about, but that's neither here nor there. What is here is number 781. Delmise. Delmise? Probably Delmise.
Dadarin.
Dadarin. Which means dad. No. Tatari means cursed, and Darin means like the wheel of a rudder. The Darin.
So this is like a cursed anchor that's haunted by a ghost, and it's a ghost type, and it's a ghost type that sucks.
It's ghost grass, which is weird. It's covered in kelp.
That is weird. Yeah,
so
still why is it not water?
I think it sucks. Good point. I think it's because it's covered in algae, not water. Also,
idiot.
You don't put the anchor in the water. Oh, you literally do put the anchor in the water. Oh yeah, God. That should be water type. You're right. Oops, I forgot.
Can you say that one more time clearly so I can clip it and put it on twitter.com/ceases geese?
Yeah. I already forgot what it was. Swinging its massive anchor, it can KO Wailord in a single blow. Nick, Wailord is the biggest Pokemon.
Wailord?
It's the biggest Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Gigantic really whale. Like, whale. The biggest whale.
The biggest it's Pokemon. Like, so there's no, like,
it's like
mega
it's
Pokemon?
It's like whale and lord.
47 feet, 877 pounds. That's Wailord.
I guess and technically, big. There are also Gigantamaxing and Dynamaxing, Stop. And that sort of makes it more complicated.
What is that? Min-maxing?
Yeah, min-maxing.
No, it's like. Have you ever like looked up like inflation porn? It's kind of like that.
Oh yeah, I totally know.
Shifting in my seat nervously. So Delmize yeah, sucks. Like, not true. Like inherently, if we're basing the decision based on its appearance, Delmize is a 0 out of 5. Absolutely, God, trash Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you read about it, because we like ghost types here, also top tier shiny, fantastic shiny. Look at that fire boy. Ugh,
that's cool looking.
It's behave. Well, actually, let's read its Pokédex entries before I read this cool trivia section. Swinging its massive anchor, can KO Wailord. What appears to be green seaweed is actually its body.
Ooh.
The soul of seaweed adrift in the waves becomes reborn. That's why it's grass type. It's specifically about the seaweed. And it wraps up prey in that seaweed and sucks away their vitality. It only likes to go after big prey. For some reason, it gets along well with Skrelp. That's because they're fucking. Because Skrelp is kelp.
Also, well, seaweed doesn't have a soul. I reject the premise. Oh.
But that's what animism is about. That's what ghost types are often about, is what if this thing had a soul? What if this candle had a soul? What if this...
Now, sure, do we have stats on how many, animal-based Pokemon you've killed so far versus, you know, inanimate object Pokemon that have been culled?
Well, we don't really have that noted in our spreadsheet here.
Okay.
So that would be hard to tell.
Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to eventually dig into all that dumb shit with the spreadsheet when it's done, but we have to make it first.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, there's not much to say here. This thing sucks, right?
Yeah. I was just going to say that the whole like thing is possessed by a ghost is still core to what ghost type means these days, especially now, more than Gen 1 where it was like, it's a ghost orb.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, it's a ghost anchor. And again, good shiny. What is this about Moby Dick that I'm reading? Its behavior may be a reference to two famous captains in classic lit, Captain Ahab, who dies tied to his own harpoon while trying to kill a whale, and the captain of the ghost ship Demeter, that in Bram Stoker's Dracula is found tied to the helm of the ship after being drained by the protagonist. I do not remember that part of Dracula. All I remember about Dracula is all of the xenophobia and the main characters being shitlords. It's a good book, though, actually. Otherwise, oh, question. I used to be really grossed out by seaweed as a kid.
Okay.
There's nothing inherently gross about seaweed if you think about it, though. That was like,
I mean, the texture can be unpleasant.
Yes. Yeah. We get a lot of low tides here in the coastal elite area that I live in. And yeah, when it's like low tide, you get all of the fucking seaweed up in the water and you're trying to swim at the beach and it's gross.
You know what and it is? You have to assert your dominance.
Yeah, you have to kick your way through it, fight your way through it.
You got to eat it.
Oh.
What I do, okay,
oh,
when
it
I
is
go
Jackie
to the ocean,
Chow.
You take a bowl of miso soup with you into the ocean, uh-huh, right, as uh-huh protection.
Yep.
And if you see any seaweed, you know, looking at you the wrong way,
yep,
you go for it and you dunk it in your soup and you eat
that
it.
That sounds delicious. I'm going to eat a Delmize. No, we're going to cut Delmize. He's dead. Fuck out of here.
Goodbye, Delmize.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Hello. Jangmo.
No. Oh.
Jirako.
Jirako. Yeah, what's going on with that name? I always wondered this. Jangmo-o?
Jangmo-o.
Oh, it's a Hawaiian word. Mo-o is like Hawaiian for lizard or dragon.
Okay. Well, there you go then.
Yeah, okay. It's a jangling mo-o. Sorry if that pronunciation is wrong. And then Jada Jada, which is in the Japanese name, is like the sound of jingling. So it's like a jingly dragon. It's plain dragon type. Literally, that's like what it is. It expresses its feelings by smacking its scales together. Metallic sounds echo through the tall mountains where it lives. It grows little by little as they battle one another. They smash their heads together. The dueling strengthens them. Ugh.
What if a mountain goat was a Pokemon?
Is that what you think it's based on? Like specific.
Well, its behavior sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they all hit each other with their heads to fight. Yeah, true.
What if a mountain goat was a musical dragon Pokemon? That sounds great to me.
This is my favorite Pokemon so far.
Huh. Well, that was easy. Yeah. Yeah, it's more that the design is not very inspired to me, but...
What?
Look at it. It's just a green yellow boy.
It's got, like, the heart on its head. It's got, like, the scales. It's got the colors.
It's like a ram. It's got a
solid shiny
thing.
Well, it does evolve, if you want to talk about that. Twice.
To Hakomo-o.
Hakomo-o. Or Giarango.
Which looks worse, right?
Yeah, it's getting
taller. Hakomo-o is bad, is the thing.
Like, get back down on all fours.
Get those feet down there. Show me those feet. Give me those knees. It's still scaly. It's on its knees now. It looks more like a cartoon dragon or a cartoon like dinosaur. And now it has like fighting power. It's actually now dragon fighting type.
Which is interesting typing.
Definitely. But then the thing is, they really lean more and more into the Jinglies getting more defined and more numerous. So by its third evolution, Komo-o, it is all oops all Jingles.
I think it comes full circle with the third evolution.
I just feel like Komo-o is
second
so...
one is a yikes.
Yep. Well, Komo-o is over-designed, but I think that's the point.
Yeah, Komo-o is over-designed. The third evolution is over-designed to a point where it's like, okay, you've committed to the bit, and now this works.
Right.
It's the little tuft of what looks like fur that does it for me. You know, it looks more regal. It's distinguished. It's the eyebrows of the shoulder.
Fur. Yeah. It's the eyebrows of the shoulder. Thank you. Put that on a shirt somewhere.
Yeah. For maybe on the shoulders?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. If you don't think Hakmo-o should be kept, is it then a case of Jangmo-o into Komo-o?
Yeah.
That simple?
So do we judge each evolution differently, or it's all one Pokemon?
Yeah. I mean, like, well, it's we consider them individually and in context. We can make one-by-one cuts, but we do have to consider that then how this would work is that Jangmo-o would evolve directly into Komo-o, unless we also say get a new second evolution.
You can write. We have like the option. We control this. We have all the rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's no shame in, you know, having a weird jingly phase, you know, and then you come out the other side with your own jingly style and eyebrows on your shoulders.
You're the jingle man.
Nobody's perfect,
but we can make them perfect.
Hakomo-o is just not doing it for me. I mean, I think if you want to say there should be a second evolution, I'm here for you. I don't think it should be the one we have, though.
Hakmo is very boring, yeah. Agreed. It leaps at its prey. It shouts at them. It scaly punches, tear its opponent to shreds. This all sounds like stuff you could just see. Like, here's a good tip for the Pokemon developers. You know, they owe us a lot of royalty checks at this point. If you can read the Pokedex entry for the middle evolution and that stuff all applies to either the first or final one, then you didn't make another Pokemon.
Yep.
You just tacked something on. I think this is a fact that most middle evolutions don't need to exist. But they exist for dex padding and for variety is the reason in game that they exist. But we don't need neither dex padding nor variety. We have plenty of it. So I say kill, marry, fuck, kill. Marry Komo-o. Nope. Marry Jangmo. Fuck Komo. Kill Hakomo.
I'm just gonna say, we keep two of them and kill one. I'm not gonna do this weird
nasty sex game
sex thing that you've come up with. Yeah,
I love it when you call my basic conversation topic sex thing.
So. All right, well, it's good to get that one in the bag. But before we move on, Alan,
yes,
let's kick it to Emily Diglettson. This is, of course, Emily Diglettson, the section where we take an Emily Dickinson poem and rewrite it so that it is about Pokemon.
Wow. What's your favorite Emily Dickinson poem?
Well, I think it's probably the one that I took care of today, which is called A Man May Make a Remark.
Ooh, that's a good one.
However, here is the new version for Pokemon.
Oh, fuck yeah. Emily Diglettson, here we go.
A Mon may eat a Pokeblock, in itself a quiet thing, that may offer the fuel unto a fire in a sleeping giant lane. Let us teach with skill, let us level with care. Hyper Beam exists in Magikarp before it exists in Gyarados. And that was Emily Diglettson.
Thank you. Diglettson, Diglettson.
Alan doesn't even know.
Yeah, what the, yeah, this what, is do, this do is a spoil? Reference to a thing that, I mean, this will come out after Bottle Crow does, so okay. Sure. Bottle Crow has a new segment called called Eternal Envy Cummings, which is E.E. Cummings poems made about Dota.
I appreciate the energy. I respect the energy.
Yeah, no, you know, if we're bringing Nick on the show, we need bring the thing where there are too many segments.
I've put six into this feedback loop where you suggest a segment. I'm like, yep. And then you have another one. Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep, yep. It's called being a yes man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So folks, if you like the idea of just random segments that are incoherent and garbage, at this point, what's the list at this point, Nick? So obviously there's Bottle Crow, which is Dota, and sometimes it's a sub-segment. There is Jackie's Chow, there's Jack's Snacks, there's Hotter Haas, there's...
Home Improvements of New Earth.
Home Improvements of New Earth, Self Improvements of New Earth, Eternal Envy Cummings.
Nobody gets these jokes.
New on meat.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, if these sound like interesting jokes, if you go to Bottle Crow Reborn, you can hear all of
them. There's a rejected vegetable segment.
I wasn't expecting. I just wanted Nick to be on because Nick's very funny. I didn't expect this to be a full cross plug. It's amazing.
It's the most ambitious crossover in Scanline history.
In any history. Fuck the Marvel.
We're missing some of the good ones, Six, but I guess, you know, you'll just have to listen to find out.
Do we not want to talk about the Tapus?
I just wanted to have a hard break where something else happened before we move on to the Tapu Pokemon, starting with
Alan,
Tapu
have you had
Coco.
Any Taco Bell since we had our Taco Bell episode?
I have. I've almost had.
Have? What
I've
have
had
you
all,
had?
I've had so many things. We're doing part two of a segment on Bog.
Because I'm sure you heard, you know, there's the Triple Lupa trivia, I think, on the last episode.
Oh, that was incredible. I really, you didn't, obviously, you're not going to, like, reference me on that episode, but you talked about how I don't know how to eat a quesadilla like a real person, and imagine me eating a Triple Lupa, like, just sliding it into my
mouth
like in a cartoon.
But I only have one mouth.
Yeah.
Folks, in case you missed the transition, this is, of course, Taco Chingling.
Chingling, 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 chingling.
Oh, is this another segment?
Yes, officially.
Well, so, you know what that means.
So
it's where we talk
your...
about all the Tapu Pokemon as if they're different Taco Bell menu items.
Yes.
Okay, so Tapu Coco is what we're starting with here. This is an electric fairy.
Mm-hmm. The land spirit.
So what other Taco Bell items did you have, Alan, by the way, before I forget, since we've last talked?
Well, I just, my quarantine Taco Bell story is that I was really hungry and they were the only place that was open, so I ordered online, and the lights were off, and I went inside, and there were three or four employees, including the manager, behind the desk or whatever, the counter, and one of them went, "Are you Alan?" And I was like, "Yeah," and she just took this big-ass bag and, like, slowly edged towards me. They all have masks on, and I'm like, "Thanks," and then I left. It was so sad.
That's amazing.
And this is in a fucking bustling financial district of Boston, and I'm just like, this is busted.
Are you the Alan?
Are you the Alan spoken of in the prophecy?
We've been waiting for
your coming was foretold.
You're supposed to bring balance to the Chulalupa, not triple
in
it.
The refried bean scrolls.
It genuinely felt like I summoned him.
I think I need to one of these days get the Chulalupa, and I've been told one other item for dinner to, you know, try it out.
I just don't want to do get that again. I don't want to have that experience again.
That's probably wise. I didn't know you could order Taco Bell online, but I guess you can order everything online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I actually got an email from Subway being like, hey, do you want to just buy sandwich ingredients? We'll just sell them to you. You could just buy turkey and we'll just give it to you.
I love Subway Shakes.
They're like, we're calling it Subway Grocery. We'll just give you bags of lettuce. Please come.
You're fucking joking, really?
Really?
They just made themselves a deli. You can just be a deli, Subway. It's okay. You're allowed to be a temporary deli.
Full circle.
That's what the Paul McCartney song is called, right? Temporary Deli? It's about Subway adjusting to the times. Stop laughing. You're making me laugh. I'm trying to be a podcast host. Wow. Temporary Subway Deli.
Your own personal deli.
I'm just picturing. Yeah, I really want Subway. And they're like, no, we don't got that anymore. Do you want a bag of lettuce? And you're like, yeah, I guess. I can make it work. They just send you like a fucking huge, like it's person-sized bag of chopped lettuce. And you're like,
it's like you turn on the lights. You get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and you turn on your lights. And your roommate is there in their boxers with an open bag of Subway shredded cheese.
I went to Subway.
Eat fresh.
Oh God!
So time for Coke.
Nick fell down the stairs.
Oh boy!
I'm gonna take a lap.
Take a lap, yeah. Stupid. There are four Tapu Pokemon. Tapu Koko is the one that you meet early on in the story of Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's the guardian of Melee Island. There's also Tapu Lele from Akala Island, Tapu Bulu from Ula Island, and Tapu Fini from Pony Island. They all are fairy type, but they all have a different primary type. Water, grass, psychic, and electric. They're deities. This is one of those things where they're doing a cultural thing that I sometimes feel weird commenting on because, like, I'm not, you know, of this culture.
A deity.
But also, these aren't, like, real deity. They're not based on real
deity. Right, like, if anything, we can comment on it because they're saying, like, what if we took this cultural representation and made it a thing that we could sell stuffed animals of and you could force into a ball.
Yeah, and you could
so capture, that gives them. Us the right to criticize.
Right. Honestly, I kind of like mush them all together in my head in terms of critique because the main difference, I mean, they're very distinctly different. Like, do you have a favorite, for example, Six?
You probably can. I like Tapu Lele.
Yeah, who doesn't? Come on, she's right there. Look at her. They're genderless, but look at her.
Well, I mean, they're genderless, but look at fucking Tapu Fini and the fact that she has breasts and eyelashes.
Oh, Pokemon.
And tell me that that's...
She's a whole sexy lady in the side of that little snackum. What the fun?
Pokemon's gotta eat.
Yeah.
It's true.
And Tapu Bulu is a mess. I, like, forget that this one exists sometimes.
Okay, let's off the bat, let's say no Tapu Bulu.
If we're gonna
Tapu Bulu's a disaster. What's up, Nick?
You like Tapu Bulu? We literally have grass and fairy type. That's not unique. It's shiny.
But
they're all
look. That is a look.
It's not a good look, though.
He's a bell. He's a mushroom. He's a bull.
He's a kid. He's a squid.
He's got hooves.
It's based on a bull.
What's not to like? Look at all the design work that went into the
Four major Hawaiian gods and god of agriculture.
Okay, clearly we can't just rush over this, so let's take them one by one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tapu Koko.
Yes.
Electric fairy.
Yeah.
Aruba.
Big ol' mohawk. Jamaica. Got these like shell wing arms that can slam together to make like a mask.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wanna take it.
Aruba.
Down Tapu Koko.
Thank you.
This guardian of Melmel is brimming with curiosity. It summons thunderclouds and stores their electricity inside its body.
Yum. I loved the mystery with the Tapu Koko. It's one of those legendary Pokemon where it seems like it's a big mystery that's going to go, like, be explained throughout the game. And then it's just like, no, it's a guardian deity. It was just watching over you. Because you started your journey Melee. I think it's Melee Island.
You're probably right.
I The kanji is right here. We could check Papago, who's my friend.
Mele Mele Island is the northwestern of the four major islands of Alola.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's Mere Mere To. Yep. Regardless. Yeah, Tabakoko is the one that you kind of see in the story. The rest of them just kind of exist. Mm. After you become a champion, you can just have them. You just fight them and catch them, I guess.
Yeah, but I do like the way Tapu Koko interacts with the player and then in the anime, the protagonist, where Tapu Koko is very much just going around and making shit happen and just sort of watching, right? Mm-hmm. Where, like, Tapu Koko gives you your Z bracelet that lets you use super-powered Z moves just because, like, I don't know, seems cool. Like some cool shit would happen if I did this.
It's a good reason to do anything in life, really.
Yeah. Also, Electric Fairy, that's a cool type.
That is a good for typing. That's like
Tapu Koko is on the arc.
The arc? Oh, like
the arc where you're saving all the Pokemon.
Yes. Sorry, yes. The savior arc.
I say yes. Also, good shiny.
I agree. Well, they all they all have the black shiny.
Okay. Well, we're probably gonna keep all of their shinies.
Nice.
Yes. Tapu Koko is a hard keep. Tapu Lele is a soft keep, but I'd like to talk about them.
Tapu Lele is great.
They look
very
wonderful looking. Yeah, I agree. I know, but we have to talk about them. Hey, check this out. This guardian deity of Akala is guilelessly cruel. The fragrant aroma of flowers is the source of its energy. Guilelessly cruel means, like, no tricks, just an asshole. Just mean. As the flower is about, it scatters its strangely glowing scales, and touching them is said to restore good health on the spot. It heals people by sprinkling them with scales.
Although called a guardian deity, Tapu Lele is devoid of guilt about its cruel disposition and can be described as nature incarnate.
Oh, cool. So it's just like Mother Nature is an asshole sometimes.
Yeah, I love
maybe,
it.
Maybe we're the virus. It's fucking
stupid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tapu Lele is a keep for me.
I don't love the whole like feminine one as the healing one, but that's just how tropes be, unfortunately. And it's based on like a butterfly, and it's, you know, another one of the major Hawaiian gods.
It's like a butterfly, but it's also like a hermit crab thing, and then also has like the hair.
Yeah, I think the hat does it for me. Like, if she didn't have a hat, I don't know. I think she might have been cold.
She's chilly.
It's like what they say. It's like the hat makes the man. You know?
Exactly.
So Nicky, defend Tapu Bulu for me, because I'm ready to cut this motherfucker right away.
Damn. I mean, he's I don't know. He like. I'm sure you've kept worst Pokemon. Look at all the design, you know, elements that this guy has. Like, he's fleshed out. He's like a floating bowl bell thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to love?
He controls plants.
He's got multicolored eyes. He controls plants.
He's lazy.
He can make you a good plant.
The spider plant. The spider plant that's in my room currently has finally started growing now that there's more sun outside.
Now that you're controlling the plants?
Yeah, exactly. Now that I have a Tapu Bulu in my household.
What? I haven't heard a single bad thing about Tapu Bulu.
It looks like shit.
It looks like trash, but...
What?
Look at that big hat.
Okay. They drew a lot. Nothing they drew was quality. They just moved their pencil a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did the game that I used to do in, like, elementary school where I would... have a friend of yours like draw a couple lines on a piece of paper, and then you have to like finish the drawing.
I loved those games.
I loved it too, but that's
those
like
the best.
I think they were playing a different game, which is their boss was like, "Hey, you've got a day to come up with a legendary Pokemon," and they drew like a legendary Pokemon they didn't think was very good, and it took them half the day, and they were like, "I guess I'll just spend the rest of the day adding to it."
I'm just gonna keep. I got.
Just keep drawing.
I'm gonna ruin your night. I just sent you bad fan art.
Okay. What is the?
So that's Tapu Bulu holding Tapu Fini in its arms, like romantically in a romantic embrace.
Oh, this is great. Mm. This just makes me like Senior Bulu even more.
I can't even process what's happening here.
It's really messy art. Actually,
it's like the way that it's all like shiny. Like they're really sweaty
glistening,
or something.
They're oiled
makes
up.
Me really uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's honestly has that like hentai look, even though it does. I don't think it's sexual in nature, but it feels like it is.
There's some motion marks because his bell is a ringing.
Nick, we're very grateful to have you on the show. And the fun thing is, this is a three person, and you can be outvoted. You've been outvoted.
Wow.
Rip. Wow indeed.
Wait, let's go back to talking about those drawing games, though.
Yeah, there was the drawing. There's the, like, finish the line game. There was each person gets one line, and you have to make a whole drawing out of it.
One line, whole drawing. I kept doing those up until high school with my friends, eventually. I was in driver's ed, and it was, like, three-hour classes.
Yep.
And so we had a huge notepad, and we would pass it back and forth. And by the end of it, we had filled up the entire page with some sort of ridiculous, story thing.
I discovered a fun one recently. It was in like a YouTube video, and I did it with my friends, where one person draws a really complicated drawing, and then the next, you have to have three people for this game. Person number two then has to describe into a microphone what is in the drawing in like a minute. Like, they have 60 seconds to describe every element of the drawing, and then person number three has to attempt to redraw the first drawing, and then we kind of do the circle again, where then you, like, it's kind of like telephone but for art. And you do a couple rounds of that, and it's very funny to go from like a really beautifully complex drawing to garbage.
It's faxophone? Factionary. So it's like you're faxing instead of
Exactly. Telephone. Factionary.
Mm. Exfaxly.
Ugh. Do you know how do you ever turn the
Tapu Bulu?
R.I.P. Tapu Bulu. We hardly knew you. We hardly knew you, Lou. Tapu Fini, though, I'm ready to fight for.
What if a clam had the big bat? That's right, Nick. You heard
the big
me.
Big bat.
Aren't you ready to go to bat for this design?
You don't like Fini?
I like a lot about Fini, but I am hard against any Pokemon where it has big boobs.
Fair. That's why Bruxish.
Doesn't have.
No, not Bruxish.
Wait, Fini, are we looking at the same Pokemon?
Look at the purple things on its chest.
No, those are like
floaties.
Pool floaties.
Yeah.
No, look at like other art. You can tell that they're not.
No.
No, they're pool floaties.
There's no boobies here.
Pool floaties.
Six. Your mind is disgusting. The mind sees what it wants to see.
Brutal.
Your gaze.
I guess it's a perspective.
Cast not your gaze upon Tapu Fini.
If they're pool floaties, then I've got no problem.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Because I was gonna go with you, because I think she deserves to have a spot on the arc. But in this this game of life or death that we're playing, sometimes you gotta play strategically. And so I was gonna go ahead and take her out just because Alan liked her.
Well,
I do. So I was gonna
make an alliance with you six over there.
Well, okay. So what? Talk to me about this alliance.
Don't activate Six's fucking competitive sphere. Stop. We were going to
agree. Machine. I will give you one. No, I'm doing you a favor. Give me one.
Why? I don't care either way.
You don't care? Do you, though?
I mean, I guess I would err towards keeping Tapu Fini, but if Quorum wants to cut her, that's fine.
I would never bribe anybody, but maybe there might just show up at your doorstep.
What? Wait.
A bag of Subway lettuce.
Hang on. I just got a knock. Just one sec.
Oh, okay.
That was weird. Somebody just dropped off a bag of garnets?
Oh, no.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
Weird. Now I feel like maybe we should cut Tapu Fini.
No. The dense fog it creates brings the downfall and destruction of its confused enemies.
Oh, you know what? I really like the sound of that. And I think, she has a great look to her. Alan, do you have anything to say? Anything to bring to the table here?
To the garnet table? I think it's cool that it can control water and it can wash away the uncleanliness of this horny, horny, disgusting.
The
world.
Color palette is very nice too.
It is, and then you put it in
good hair type thing going on.
Yeah, it's got a great shiny. It's the all black shiny. It resembles a swordfish. It's got the pointy shell. It's like a mermaid also. Ugh, finny, like it's a fin. But in Japanese, it's kapurehire, which means like. Right here, it means fin.
Alan, if you'll give me a garnet, I will keep Fini for you.
I feel like this is gonna somehow bite me in the ass in another podcast that's not doesn't exist right now. I refuse.
No, not even for a single garnet. I figured I would
cool.
Super lowball.
No. I don't feel very strongly about the topics. Okay. We're in the point in the point in the Pokédex where I have very few Pokemon that I would like to fight for my life.
Okay, here's the other thing. There are four Tapus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like bringing it down to two makes a lot of sense, don't you?
That's what I'm saying. So it's Coco. Oh, you're saying it's Coco and Lele.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do like Lele more than Feeny.
I think Feeny's cool. I'm gonna just give it to free.
Nani?
Keep.
I'm voting cut.
I'm voting something.
Her fate is in your hands.
Oh, shit. No, cut it. That's fine. Stop with me. What was that? Why are you playing drumsticks? Nick, play the clip. I heard the clip.
Get your ass to Moss.
No, the other clip, Nicholas.
The dude abides.
No, the other clip, Nicholas. That's the one.
So you're cutting Feeny?
Yes. I don't
After
know.
All this,
I feel like After you all don't this, exist.
She's got a great
real,
color
Nick?
Palette. Look at it.
Have,
Six
just have
has
one
been
opinion.
Swayed because she doesn't have boobs. And I'm dying. Like, we agree that the fin is good. The purple is good. The hair is good. Uh-huh. It's all there. Cut your other one. Cut
no,
Lele over.
But Feeny. I'm the boss.
No, definitely not cutting Lele.
No. What? We can't cut Lele. Lele and Stitch. Have you seen
this
it? This
podcast is madness.
It is. That's the whole point. It's a comedy podcast.
If you want to cut Tapu Koko,
I would listen to
now
you.
Now that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
it could be,
sure.
be two girlfriends. It could be yeah, Lele and Feeny.
You
want to
cut Koko and keep Feeny?
Oh, I like that. I never... like that.
Okay, let's do it.
Yes, girl squad, girl nice. Squad. Are they considered All legendaries? Right. They are. We're in the legendaries yeah. now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we're moving on to definitely a legendary. We're moving on to Cosmog.
You know what's really unfortunate is that I forgot Cosmo-M exists. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmog, yeah. Adorable. Wholesome.
Cosmog.
Cute. Beautiful. That matters the world to me. I would defend Cosmog.
Get in the bag, Nebby.
Get in the bag, Nebby. Nebby is the nickname that Lily gives Cosmog in the game, in the anime.
Who's Lily?
And...
Lily's like an important character in the story of Pokemon Sun and Moon.
And in the context
she's
of that...
not a Pokemon.
No, she's
no,
a
girl. No, she's a Poke... Well, she becomes a Pokemon trainer. Spoilers. At first, she's not. She just has Nebby, but also she's not supposed to have Nebby, and so Nebby needs to stay in the bag so Nebby for Nebby's own safety.
This one
Nebby's
is in the bag.
Nebby's too fucking stupid.
Cosmog is very curious, but not very cautious. If things start to look dicey, it teleports away. Same. Gaseous body is so light that even a gentle breeze could blow it away. And it does, in that game, often. It doesn't seem to care anymore. Whether or not it's a Pokemon from this world is a mystery, and when it's in a jam, it warps away to a safe place to hide. It slowly grows and collects dust from the atmosphere.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool. I love galactic Pokemon. I love space shit, space mm-hmm. Pokemon. Big into that. And I think Cosmog being like... It's really, because it has elements of everything that it evolves into, right?
Right.
The void, the cute cheeks, the little, like, hands, the two sort of, like, yellowish claws covering its head.
Damn, the evolutions are rad.
Yeah, so those are the box art legendaries.
Damn.
That's Sun and, those are the Sun and Moon nice. People. Depending on which game you evolve Cosmo M in. So Cosmog by itself... One knock against it is its shiny is basically indistinguishable from its regular.
Yeah, just weird. Different colored cheeks.
Weird. Yeah, and that's not a problem because you can't farm legendary shinies anyways. At least legally. The lowest base stat total of any legendary Pokemon and the smallest possible move pool. Hmm. This is a new thing they do, right? Where they make useless, quote-unquote, useless legendaries because the whole point is you evolve them. I mean, mm-hmm. it's fine. But I do like Cosmog as a design a lot. Like, I would draw this shit on my notebook. That's just a great design. And at level 43, it evolves into Cosmo-M, which I'm curious what y'all think about, but I'm leaning hard towards cutting.
What?
Cosmo-M?
I can't go with you there.
Really?
No.
I think the way that it's like this, like, it's like a, it's a, it's a star cocoon, right?
Yeah.
It's a spaceship. Eye of Sauron.
Oh, it is Starlight. It's not just like they explicitly explain what explicitly explain. Fuck, what that stuff is. It's Starlight. Mm-hmm.
It's gunk.
Motionless as if dead. Cosmo M's body is faintly warm to the touch. In the distant past, it was called the Cocoon of the Stars. The king who ruled Alola in times of antiquity called it the Cocoon of the Stars and built an altar to worship it.
I really like the idea of them looking at Metapod and saying, what if we made a Metapod legendary?
Cosmic Metapod. That's a good sell, Six.
It's sick.
It sucks in dust from the air at an astounding rate, frantically building up energy within its core as preparation for evolution.
Also, in the Pokemon Sun and Moon anime, the Rotom Dex is incapable of understanding it.
Oh, fun.
It doesn't have a data entry. It cannot tell what Cosmoem is.
Cosmoem?
Cosmom.
Cosmo. In Japanese, it's Cosmovum because it's Cosmo Ovum.
For egg, yeah. Nice. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. So.
And then Cosmoem is apparently... Oh, Cosmo Embryo. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Cosmo Kramer.
Keep both of these, right?
You've sold me on the whole idea of like a star star.
A star P?
A star P.
Is that a Pokemon?
No.
Star me?
Cat? Star you?
Yes, that's the Pokemon.
Yep. Okay.
You did it. You know Pokemon a little bit in the back of your brain.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the two possible evolutions for this friend.
The Boxart
Legend. Solgaleo and Lunala.
Luna.
Solgaleo. Solgaleo. I used to actually say Solgaleo, but Solgaleo makes sounds cooler. Solgaleo. Wait, let's see. Yeah, what does Papago think Solgaleo is pronounced as?
I don't know why you keep referencing Papago when it's not necessarily.
What is a Papago?
Papago.naver.com is a website that is really
good. Is that like
when
your father figure goes to a place?
Yes.
I'm now super hyper aware of when I say a word too many times on the podcast because of last week's Chad fiasco. So I'm just never going to say the P word again because now I'm
scared. Mr. Kroger?
Yeah. Soru Gari.
I love his grocery stores.
So, you know, I should do that to Nick sometime.
Yeah, you really should. But Nick doesn't repeat themselves that much. Yeah, you just...
No, I mean, well, I mean, if I use my magic, then Nick repeats himself as much as I want him to.
Katowice. Just for you, Six.
Chad.
Chaddy's chow.
Okay.
Oh, we should have a Chaddy's chow where I do a Nickelback themed
Nick, recipe. Shut up.
What? No. What was that? Chaddy's.
I said, shut up.
Okay.
Beat you with a newspaper. Politely, though. Politely. Nice. Oh, God. Look at Solgaleo's fucking shiny, y'all.
Yeah, that's gross.
What is that? Who allowed that to happen? Wait, why are there two? I'm confused.
Well, because it has the radiant sun form.
Oh, sure. But still,
so the red is because it is, you know, Solgaleo, like
the sun.
The star, the sun. Which is at some point going to become a red giant.
Oh, fun. Oh, fun.
So I assume that's why it turns red. And it's shiny. It's a reference to how it will at some point swell and swallow the Earth, as well as most of the other planets.
Same.
Hmm.
Six, which version of these games did you play originally?
I played Moon.
Me too. I have the copy on my shelf.
Yeah, let me do the turn. Yep, there
do
it
the
is.
Turn. I can do the turn too, but I don't have the game in there because someone stole my copy of this game.
Wow, that's fucked up.
It really is. Or I just lost it and I'm absent-minded. It's very possible. It's been four years.
That's fucked up.
So Solgaleo is psychic steel. Lunala is psychic ghost, which is a perfect typing. I personally prefer Lunala, and not just because it's the one that I got. But I think Solgaleo has that, like, appeal to the Transformers lover in me, the Power Rangers lover in me, the, specifically, what was the animal? Wild Force. Power Rangers Wild Force had a lot of, like, glowy lions.
So here's a question. Uh-huh. Here's, uh-oh. Well, not a, hmm. So it, like most legendaries, it is considered genderless, right?
Yep. Same.
Pokemon Sun entry, it is said to be a female evolution of Cosmog.
What the? Wait.
You're giving away the game here, Game Freak. You're openly admitting that your gender thing is just so you can screw us on the concept of Pokemon breeding so we can't get dupes.
Solgaleo is said to be a male evolution of Cosmog. At the activation of its third eye, it departs for another world. Why? Why? Just because... No, well, don't do that.
Well, both of... Yeah, yeah.
Once known as... oh, this is some very... And I'm sure this is translated weirdly, but it's very berserk. Solgaleo was once known as the beast that devours the sun.
Well, Lunala is the beast that calls the moon.
Hmm.
Hey, moon, how's it going?
Ring, 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 ring. But not awful.
I've never
ding, 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 ding,
I've never
ding,
read Berserk, ding. But one time I hit random on the Berserk wiki and I got the great roar that devours the world, and I was like, whoa, cool manga. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool guy.
it's the like wow cool robot, but it's Guts from Berserk with the big sword that says like warfare is evil, and Alan down below going, wow, cool name.
Yeah. The beast that devours the sun is a cool name for this guy. In writings from the past, it's called by the name the beast that devours the sun. That's repetitious. Repetitious? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Repetitivitical.
You usually just say repetitive.
Repetitive. Though. Repetitive. Oh, no. None of these words are real anymore. Aw, oh, fuckles. Yeah, Lunala's like a fucking ghostly vampire. Do we have to keep both? Do you want to keep both? How do you feel about these guys, Six?
I want to keep both.
Nick wants to keep both.
I feel like you can't have the sun without the moon.
I mean,
you super can, but I don't want it.
Hi, I'm Maxi from Team Magma, and I'm here to say, fuck the moon. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I want both.
That's your platform.
No. The moon rules. I like both.
I love the moon.
Is this like a Splatoon thing where it's like Team Moon, Team Sun?
It's the rare case, and it kind of goes to show how much they gooped up the Gen 5 legendaries, which feel fundamentally different and don't feel like they exist in balance. And they got back to like, no, you want to have both of these. Like, truly, they want people to either like make sure all their friends get different copies, or they might just buy both because these are both good legendaries.
Lunala is in Smash Brothers Ultimate as a Pokemon.
They both are.
Oh, nice.
Solgaleo shoots like a big mouth beam, which is kind of fun.
A moon geist beam.
They both shoot. They both shoot big beams. 11'2" Solgaleo. I feel like if I'm gonna ride a Pokemon, number one's gonna be Arcanine, but then maybe number two will be Solgaleo.
I do really like. So the shiny here actually works for me because it has. So it has its full moon form, which is all shiny. But then its actual shiny is a blood moon,
that
which especially because it's a ghost type really works.
All the Lunala shinies are good. They're all good. Beautiful Pokemon.
I think we're keeping this entire line, except for the one thing we're saying is Solgaleo shiny has to go.
Yeah, it's just so gross and yucky. Yucky zucky. It's just like, you could do a fucking all red shiny. That would be cool. And maybe if someone found better art, but like, I just look at this doofy red dork and I'm like, no, that ain't it, Chief.
Yeah.
But Six, I think something to consider is that maybe now it's time for us to take a pause because we have reached one of the most controversial parts of this deck, which is that the beginning of the Benny Hill theme song?
Nice. Good job.
I got it in one note.
Half a garnet.
Yeah. Yeah, we've reached the Ultra Beasts, which are all synthetic Pokemon. So a lot of people don't consider the next batch.
No, they're not. They're not. Like
They live in their dimension. They're extra dimensional Pokemon, right?
That's extra dimensional Pokemon, yeah.
Sure. What? Yeah, so a lot of people are like, they're not actually Pokemon, don't count them. And we're like, no, they're in the decks, we're counting them.
What happened in Pokemon?
It gets spacey.
I didn't know it went here.
It went celestial. Oh.
If you look at the page for Nihilego, and scroll down a bit, you'll see that there is art of it fusing with and possessing a lady. So a lot happened in Pokemon.
Yeah. Gosh, that went so really weird. It did, but it kind of rules.
Nice.
So yeah, we'll chomp into all of the Ultra Beasts next time on the Johto Quorum. And I think are those it for Gen 7?
Yeah. I think there are some stuff at the end there.
Oh, true.
There are some of the like
Magearna and Marshadow.
Right, the stuff they tacked on over time.
Oh, God, there's more than a few of those. Oh, God. And then there's more Ultra Beasts. Oh, God.
They just kind of kept going.
Oh, my Lord. I keep clicking.
There's actually a lot.
Yeah, 807 is technically left. The last Gen 7 Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And even then, Meltan. Ugh. Ugh. So, yeah, we'll try and chomp into all of that next week. But, you know, thank you to Nick for joining us. I had a lot of fun, Mr. Cease.
Well, thank you. I accept payment in the forms of bags of Subway lettuce and shredded cheddar, nacho cheese, and a zesty pepper jack sauce.
You may also follow or subscribe at twitch.tv/ceasesgeese.
SEESESGEESE.
Nice.
Which makes me sound like I'm a computer spitting out binary.
I know it's a little late for you to for me to say this, but it maybe should have been ceases geeses.
No,
I mean geese, I'm sure that one's not taken either.
Yeah, he could just have that.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Alan, if people wanted to find you, where would they look?
If you jump into an extra-dimensional portal, you'll find a couple of Ultra Beasts. But if you jump through a deeper extra-dimensional portal, you'll find my other podcast, which is called Chats, a television podcast. That's C-H-A-T-Z. My friend John and I, who's been on the show before, are watching cult classic TV shows 2 episodes a week and talking about them with a focus on comedy and criticism. And you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/chatspod, where we do a bunch of bonus content. And Six has been on that before. It's a lot of fun. I'm really proud of the work we do. That's what I got.
Six, do you think we should have a podcast where we do bogus content? Oh, wait.
That is every podcast we're on. We have, in fact, turned this into that with our powers.
Yeah, either people will hate this episode or it's their new favorite. There's no middle ground.
But before we go, we have to drop on by wikimon.net/Delamon. Delamon appears to be a bird Digimon, but it's actually a strange Digimon with a verdant, lush vegetation growing from its back. Like Kiwimon, it possesses some of the characteristics of plants and is not able to fly, unlike most plants, which I guess are able to fly. So it's,
Thanks, Dave. Yes, you fucking...
Digimon. So if you want to find me, I can be found on Twitter at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. Pin tweet there will tell you all the stuff that I do, but if you don't want to go to that pin tweet, you just want the quick answer, it is scanlightmedia.com or patreon.com/scanlightmedia. Alan, I think Nick right now especially needs to hear what it is that we always say.
We say Digimon into Ultimate? No, we don't say that, folks. I'm going to take my headphones out because the song is breaking my pacing right now. Thank you. That works too.
Oh, no.
Hey, everyone. It's Alan from the Johto Quorum here to tell you a special piece of information. I know we have a lot of fun here, but something that we need to remember as we settle into the rest of our week is that this is a game for kids. So let's be adults. Peace.
Peace.
Digimon. 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 Digimon.